I'm Sarah Tomey, Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction in Aldine Independent School District. The district expects teachers and campuses to use data on a daily basis to drive the instructional program. So it's important for the district to provide a framework within which to work so that the campuses are able to take the information and move forward with it in an efficient manner. The district provides supports to schools in a variety of ways. One that's been in place the longest and the most effective, and that is the use of a skills specialist. On each campus, there's a skills specialist who works with teachers during collaborative planning meetings. And the expectation is the collaborative planning meetings occur on a minimal once a week. The data from a previous week's assessment or a 6 weeks assessment is analyzed for individual teachers. They analyze their individual students, and really decisions are made on how to tweak or revise the instructional program for the upcoming week, how to fill those gaps. Now, different campuses do this in different ways. Some campuses have one skill specialist who works with all grade levels, all subject areas, the core content areas, and work with all the teachers. That's more typical on an elementary campus. But also elementary campuses may choose to have a language arts skills specialist and also a math skills specialist who will work with different teachers on the same information, looking at the data and making decisions on who needs interventions, who needs additional support, who needs to be enriched and provided enhanced instruction, and they make those decisions on each campus. Skill specialists can also provide a variety of services and support for teachers, including doing model lessons, doing classroom observations, working with individual teachers just to help them better their teaching skills. In addition, we have program directors who work with the campuses. Each of the core content areas have several program directors, and all of the ancillary content areas also have program directors that provide the support for each of the programs. And by this, I mean that they write the curriculum, they do the scope and sequence, they write the assessments, they provide the professional development. It all comes out of one office because that way we have complete alignment, and the district really looks at alignment of what is written is what is taught is what is tested. A program director in the district is, for example, someone who would be a program director for elementary mathematics. They're responsible for the math program for pre-kindergarten through fourth grade, and they work in writing curriculum. They write the assessments that are aligned to the curriculum. They provide professional development to all the elementary teachers who are math teachers in the district. And they work with individual campuses on individual campus needs based on what the data tell us. The district has worked long and hard trying to really refine our processes to make sure that everyone is able to do their job with the tools necessary. And part of that is really understanding the data and what to do with that data.